Today we're going to rebuild an Amen-style percussion layer in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is old-school rave pressure, not breakbeat chaos. This is an intermediate workflow lesson, so we're not just dropping an Amen loop on top and calling it a day. We're going to shape a supporting percussion layer that adds movement, grit, and that jungle-derived urgency, while still leaving the main kick, snare, and sub to do their job. Think of this as a layer with attitude. It should suggest motion even when it's sitting back in the mix. First, set yourself up properly. Create a dedicated group or track for the Amen layer and keep it separate from your main drum kit. That separation matters a lot. It means you can process, automate, mute, and resample this layer without messing up the core impact of your drums. If the layer gets too busy later, you can pull it back fast. If it needs more grime, you can push it without sacrificing your main snare. Load an Amen style break into Sampler. If you've got a classic break sample, perfect. If not, pick any break with clear snare transients and a decent hat bid. We're not trying to preserve the full loop in all its original glory. We are extracting useful rhythmic energy from it. That's the mindset shift. Set Sampler to slice mode if you want the most control. Use slice by transient so Ableton gives you individual hit regions. That lets you play the break like a drum kit instead of treating it like a fixed loop. If the break is a bit dull, sharpen the attack a little in the transient envelope. If you want tighter triggering, use gate or trigger mode depending on how you like to work. Now audition the slices and identify the useful parts. You're looking for kickish transients, snare hits, ghost snares, hat fragments, little shuffles, and tiny fill pieces. The mistake people often make here is keeping too much of the original loop. Don't do that. We want fragmented momentum, not a second full drum beat fighting the main groove. A good rule is to leave a decent amount of the original break out of the final pattern. Use the strongest slices intentionally. Put ghost snare hits just before beats 2 and 4. Tuck in a few hat slices between the kick and snare, and use tiny fill fragments sparingly. If your pattern sounds like a complete breakbeat on its own, it's probably too full. Solo it for a few seconds and be honest with yourself. If it sounds like a full drum loop, strip some parts out. Now program the MIDI pattern over your main drum groove. Your main snare should still be the dominant backbeat. The Amen layer should support it, not replace it. That's the key. Place ghost snares slightly before 2 and 4 so the groove leans forward. Add a few short hat hits to create that skittery, nervous energy. If you want a little extra lift, put a small fill at the end of every second bar, or every 4 bars if you want it more subtle. A great intermediate trick is to think in phrases, not just bars. Don't make every bar equally active. Let the pattern breathe. Maybe the first 2 bars are simpler, then bars 3 and 4 get a tiny extra push. That kind of phrase logic makes the loop feel more record-like and less like a programmed grid. If the groove feels stiff, try moving one ghost hit earlier instead of adding more hits. That's a really important production habit. Tiny tining nudges usually sound more musical than increasing density. In jungle and DNB, a small push or pull can create more vibe than 5 extra notes. You can also use groove pull if needed, but keep it subtle. A little swing can help the break feel human, but too much swing will fight your bass line and make the track wobble in the wrong way. If your bass is already syncopated, keep the break fairly controlled and do some manual nudging instead. At this point, duplicate the MIDI clip. Make one version for your main section and another for variation. That's a big workflow move in DNB because you want small changes every 8 or 16 bars. You do not want the track to feel copy-pasted. Even one removed ghost note or one extra hat burst can make the whole arrangement feel alive. Now let's shape the sound. Start with drum bus on the Amen layer. Keep it tasteful. A little drive can add punch and presence, and a touch of crunch can bring out that old school edge, but don't flatten the transients. Usually you can leave boom off for this layer, because the bottom end belongs to the kick and sub. Use damp if the hats are getting too spitty. After drum bus, add saturator. Turn soft clip on if you want controlled grit, and push the drive just enough to thicken the layer. Then compensate with output so you're not fooled by a louder signal. That's a common trap. Louder sounds better until it starts fighting the mix. If the layer is too sharp or harsh, use EQ8. High pass it so the break stays out of the subzone. Depending on the sample and the track, somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz is a solid starting point. If the hats are brittle, carve a little out around the 3 to 6 kHz area. If it feels thin, you can add a gentle broad lift in the low mids, but keep it subtle. The whole point is pressure and texture, not muddy breakbeat overload. Now for the fun part. Create a parallel dirt lane. This is where the real old school pressure lives. You can duplicate the Amen track or build an audio effect rock with clean and dirty chains. On the dirty chain, high pass the signal so the low end stays out of the way, then add saturation, maybe a little overdrive or pedal if the track wants more bite, and optionally a touch of redux if you want that digital crunch. Keep it controlled. You're aiming for attitude, not crushed noise. A really good approach is to blend the dirty chain in quietly, maybe around 10 to 30% depending on the track. That way you get aggression and texture without cluttering the low end. In dark rollers or neuro-leaning tracks, this is especially useful because it makes the drums feel angrier without turning the mix into a mess. If your main drum loop already has a lot of hats, don't overload the Amen with top-end slices. Remove some of the hat-heavy parts and let the ghost snares do the work. That helps the layer support the groove instead of competing with it. Again, this is a supporting character with attitude. Now let's make it evolve. One of the best intermediate moves in Ableton is to resample the Amen layer once it feels good. Route the group to a new audio track and record 8 or 16 bars of the groove. Then cut out a few useful pieces, a 1-bar fill, a 2-bar switch-up, a short transition stab, or even a tail of break noise that can sit under a breakdown. Once you've got the audio, you can reverse sections for pre-drop tension. Tighten things with warp markers or slice the resampled clip into a new simpler pattern. This gives you fast arrangement options without touching the original MIDI. It's one of the cleanest ways to turn a loop into actual track movement. For example, your arrangement might go like this. The first 8 bars are a restrained groove, the next 8 bars add a little more dirt or a fill, then a breakdown strips the layer back, and the second drop brings everything back with more energy. That kind of phrase progression keeps the track feeling intentional. Automation is where this layer really comes alive. If the Amen stays static, it gets old fast. So automate the filter cutoff on the dirty chain. Close it down in a breakdown, then open it gradually before the drop. That creates tension and release. You can also automate a little extra drum bus drive on the last bar of a phrase, or throw in a bit of reverb on a single ghost hit for a dubwise moment. Another useful trick is to mute the layer briefly before the drop, or even remove it for the first hit of the drop. That can make the re-entry feel harder and more dramatic. In club music, absence is often as powerful as density. Now balance everything against the main drums and the bass. Put a utility on the Amen group and keep an eye on mono compatibility. If you've widened the layer too much, it may start sounding facey or disappear in mono. That's especially dangerous in DNB, because the kick and sub need to stay physically solid. Check the track in mono regularly. If the Amen gets weird, simplify the stereo processing. If the layer disappears once the bass enters, don't immediately turn it up. First check masking. The sub, kick transient, or Reese midrange might be covering it. Fix that before you reach for the volume fader. Often the answer is a small EQ move, a tighter high pass, or change in arrangement so the layer has a better rhythmic window. A strong final target is this. The Amen layer should be clearly felt, but not easily isolated as that loop on top. If someone can hear that the groove is more exciting, but they can't immediately pick out the layer as a separate beat, you've done it right. Here are a few quick teacher-style reminders as you work. Treat the Amen like a fragment of pressure, not a full replacement drum loop. Move one hit earlier before you add another hit. Compare the layer against the kick, and snare every few edits so you don't accidentally build a second main drum beat. If the hats are getting too dominant, let the ghost snares carry more of the motion. And if the whole thing sounds too modern and clean, reduce perfect repetition. Remove one ghost hit every 4 or 8 bars. That tiny imperfection can make the whole pattern feel much more human and much more rave. For a quick practice exercise, build an 8-bar version first. Slice one Amen break, create a simple pattern with maybe 6 to 10 hits total, add drum bus and saturator, high pass the layer, duplicate the clip, and make a second version with one fill at the end. Then automate the filter into the fill, resample both versions, and compare them. Check mono and make one improvement. That's a fast way to hear the difference between a loop and a real production layer. So the big idea is simple. Keep the Amen separate. Chop it with intent. Blend clean and dirty processing. Protect the low end. Automate movement. Resample for fills. Check mono. And above all, make it support the main drum identity instead of stealing the show. Do that, and you'll get that old-school rave pressure that makes a drum and bass track feel alive, urgent, and properly underground.